Okay, welcome to Guru's Two Cents. I started doing this podcast because I get a lot of emails, and you know, as much as I want to respond to everyone's email, you know, I can't do it all the time. So, also having a post on my website, a lot of answers to questions. You know, I'm there as much as I possibly can, and I have a messenger on my website. But this, I found out to be probably one of the most easiest ways, you know, to get it done. So today's topic is going to be LeBron stuck in Cleveland, D'Angelo Russell can't keep his mouth shut, and the Five Dimes Dilemma. Let's start first with LeBron stuck in Cleveland. Yeah, he's pretty much stuck in Cleveland. There's nothing, you know, anybody can do, you know, to help him or to save him. And that's just because of the simple fact that when he came back, he promised the city of Cleveland that, you know, he would bring them a championship. So before he even thinks about leaving Cleveland, he needs to make good on that promise. If LeBron was to leave Cleveland before he made good on that promise, LeBron would probably become the most hated athlete to ever walk the face of the earth. Also, LeBron is about his money, and Cleveland is going to pay LeBron what LeBron wants. I can't say that about every other team, you know, out there, but, you know, being that Cleveland is his home and they got that special place for him, Cleveland is going to definitely pay him what he wants. Now, what I don't agree with LeBron, you know, doing is the whole media circus thing. You know, I don't know why he waits to playoff time every year, you know, to pull different stunts and different antics. Take, for instance, him unfriending Cleveland on Twitter because they asked him about, you know, his relationship with, you know, Dwayne Wade and the Heat and him still working out with the Heat. He's a grown man, and, you know, if that man feels that he wants to work out with them, you know, A, I understand it. You know, that's his right. But LeBron goes and he unfriends him, and he lets the media dictate, you know, how that story is going to go. So, of course, people thinking, oh, LeBron is going to leave. And when they interview him and they ask him on ESPN, he simply says, next question. You know, if you don't want to give the wrong impression, then just go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I turned them off because it's playoff time. You know, I'm disconnected from social media or whatever have it. Or just say, hey, I'm a grown man. If I feel like I want to go down there and work out with my best friend, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go work out with my best friend. But don't leave it to the media to dictate what it is that you're doing, because in the end, the media will screw you over and make you look like a complete asshole. Moving right along to D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell committed the cardinal sin of not only opening his mouth, but he opened up his phone. He opened up his phone and he took a video of Nick Young talking about another chick. And Nick Young is actually, you know, engaged to Iggy Azalea. So when no one seems to know who put the video out. No one seems to know. But I mean, it's kind of easy to say because it was only in one person's phone. So either D'Angelo did it to play those games that him and Nick like to play with each other about trying to one up, you know, one another as a prank, or, you know, D'Angelo had some messy girl going through his phone one night after he was asleep, and she just thought that, you know what, to get back at this dude, let me post this video. I mean, either two scenarios work. The point is, the video shouldn't have never been taken. That's what the point is. You at the Lakers. The Lakers are notorious for extramarital, you know, activity. That's not something that's unknown. That's something that's been well documented, you know, from even Showtime Lakers all the way up to Kobe and Shaq going through their little thing. And, you know, here you come, a rookie, which is a nobody, and Nick Young, who is really a nobody, And you guys started with the same foolishness. History should have taught you, like, that's something you don't do. I mean, why would you guys even hold a conversation, you know, about who you are dealing with other people that's on your team? Everybody doesn't have, you know, your well-being in good hands. They don't think, like, okay, this is my buddy, I'm going to protect him no matter what. Some people are really out to hurt you. So if you're doing dirt, the best thing for you to do is do it by yourself. No one needs to know what you're doing and who you're doing it with, because when they don't know, they can't tell. But when they do know, best believe you make them mad enough and they're going to tell. D'Angelo, you can get on TV and you can talk about how sick you are, or, you know, how bad you feel about what you did or whatever. Nothing is going to take back that video being released. Nothing is going to take back how Iggy Azalea feels. Nothing is going to take back how Nick Young feels. And pretty much you probably just single-handedly destroyed a relationship. Was the relationship already destroyed if Nick was out there doing this? Yeah, but a foul isn't a foul unless it's called. So they didn't need any help with that one. Just in further notice, I mean, you pretty much blackballed. Now, everybody knows that, you know, any events that the NBA has, All-Star Weekend, you know, Draft Day or whatever, D'Angelo Russell is not invited to any parties, none, because these guys don't want to run the risk of you telling their wives on them. So, that being said, it's going to be a long career for you, D'Angelo, or even a short one. Because I don't think the Lakers are going to keep you past, you know, your rookie contract. I pretty much think that you've, like, killed yourself, and you're probably going to be traded or released, one of the two. So we'll see how that pans out in the next year or two. The last thing is the Five Dimes dilemma. I got a lot of emails about whether Five Dimes was going to close. I even got a few text messages. You know, what was going on with them? Are they going under? You know, this is my take on it. Five Dimes, you know, the media reported something that was false. They said two of Five Dimes' owner were arrested in Pennsylvania, and that's not true. That's not true at all. So, the other thing was that they were using Walmart gift cards, you know, Amazon gift cards for gambling purposes, which is in retrospect true, because you could deposit the Five Dimes using Amazon gift cards. I can remember 3 weeks ago when they stopped that program. And when I asked, you know, were you guys going to bring it back or what happened? The rep just told me it was a situation that got out of hand, and no, they would not be bringing it back. Also, one of the things that they were trying to push people to do was to start using Bitcoin. And they wanted people to use Bitcoin because it's untraceable. It's untraceable currency, and it's easier for them to pay out to you using that method. There's no coin on the market yet for Bitcoin, but some people, you know, seem to want to take a payout every week. And it could be for like $200, $300. And that itself makes that company, you know, a walking target. MoneyGram is only going to let you do so many withdrawals coming out of Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and what's it, San Jose, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and I think it may be the Philippines. They're only going to let you make so many of those before they end up black, you know, blackballing your name. Once your name get on that blacklist for any money processors such as MoneyGram or Western Union, you're never going to get your name off that list. So let's say somebody in your family has an emergency and you need to get money to them. You can't send it in your name because you already burned your name. They won't let you send a penny across the street if they had to. And people know now, especially Walmart's, the only place I've seen that they don't do it is the Ace. But every other place will ask you for your driver's license before they let you send money. They want to make sure that you are the sender. Like I said, ACE is the only place that I know that really doesn't check that. But, you know, you guys who are requesting these payouts, if you're going to be requesting a payout every week or something like that, I suggest you take Bitcoin, because they deposit Bitcoins the same day, sometimes almost instantly. And once you have the Bitcoins transferred to your bank account, it takes maybe 2 business days for you to get your money. Either that or do a check by courier. And that's just saying, you know, for you to slow down and not burn yourself, because it makes no sense for you to have a couple $1,000 in your Five Dimes account, but you can't withdraw it. That's dumb. That's crazy. So Five Dimes is not, you know, going any place. Their whole business model is pretty much still the same. You know, when they lose a deposit method, they bring another one back. So it's only a matter of time before they just like, hey, you know what? We got another one. But for now, I think the best method of deposit and withdrawal is Bitcoin. Bitcoins, they let you deposit at, I think the least is $25, and I think the most is, I want to say $1,000 or $5,000 is the most that they'll let you, you know, deposit. So if you guys really want to keep the heat off, you don't want to burn any more names or anything like that, use the Bitcoin features with Five Dimes. And like I said, they don't have any reason to close their doors, you know, at this point. I think it's too many people in too many countries with too much money invested in Five Dimes to let Five Dimes go under. If you ask around, and even if you do internet searches, like, Five Dimes is probably the most popular sports gambling site ever. And it's just because of the features, you know, that they give you. People live and die by Five Dimes. You go to the CBS room, and I think everybody in that room is a Five Dimes customer. So that right there speaks volumes. Last but not least, my picks for today. I don't like too much of anything on the NBA. The only thing I do like is the Cavs versus the Hawks. And I'm going to take the Cavs money line. And the reason why is because after resting LeBron against the Bulls and needing to lock up that number one spot, I just feel like Cleveland cannot afford to lose any more games down the stretch. They actually need to hope that Toronto loses a game, maybe tonight, but they need to hope that Toronto loses and they win out. And the reason why I say that is because I've seen teams lose the finals based on that seventh game not being at home. I've seen them lose playoff series based on that seventh game not being played at home. Everybody wants that seventh game played at home. Everyone does. And if they tell you they don't, they tell you a lie. So I think LeBron goes down there today. He smashes Atlanta and everything else that's left in front of him. And, you know, by some holy miracle, they get the number one spot in the East. The next game is a college game, Nevada, Moorhead. I just don't like the way Moorhead plays as far as hustling, because they really don't hustle. They cherry pick. They happen to be in the right place at the right time. Nevada is streaky at best. Up, down, they could be up by 8. 2 minutes later, they down by 3. You know, it's up, down, up, down. The advantage goes to, I think, Nevada because of the way they can get out and play transition defense. Their defense doesn't take long to set up. I've watched them play. And as soon as whoever's shooting that ball, as soon as that ball is released, you can watch the court yourself. You'll see two men streak back to get back on defense while the others catch up. You know, it's fast break points are hard to come by when you're playing against Nevada. So I'm going to go with the Nevada minus 3. Yep, Nevada minus 3. Well, you guys, this is going to conclude this episode of Guru's Two Cents. You guys know where you can find me at. You can email me, sportsguru